an unprecedented leak of 11 million documents has revealed the money laundering, corruption and hidden dealings of some of the world's wealthiest people. 12 current and former world leaders and a further 128 public officials have been named. Some of those include friends of Russian President Vladimir Putin, members of China's Communist Party elite and relatives of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. There were also 800 Australians identified in the documents, including individuals already under scrutiny from the Australian Federal Police and Tax Office. The Fair Work Commission has ordered striking airport workers back to work amid concerns about national security. The Department of Immigration applied late on Friday for all strike action to be suspended for 3 months. The first planes have taken off from Brussels Airport 12 days after an attack by suicide bombers killed 16 people there. Now, the bombings at the airport and the Brussels metro station left a total of 32 people dead. Controversial MP Dennis Jensen says he's considering leaving the Liberal Party after being ousted as the candidate for the West Australian seat of Tangney. Liberal pre-selectors have chosen WA Liberal Director Ben Morton to replace Mr Jensen as the candidate. A new report from the Grattan Institute has slammed the ad hoc approach of past decisions on federal infrastructure projects. The think tank says too much money has been spent on the wrong projects in the wrong places.